And welcome back. This is Magneto Mel. I'm here with Amy. You are listening to EAA Radio 1210 AM, 96.5 FM, and EAARadio.net. And Amy, we've got some more guests here in the studio. Who do we have with us?
Well, we've got Karen Gebhardt with Helicopter Association International. She is also a board member with Women in Aviation International. So she's got dual roles here. And we've got Dr. Peggy Chabrian back with us today with Women in Aviation International. Good morning. Karen, you've got one of the nicest chalets on the field. Tell me a little bit about Helicopter Association International's presence here at Oshkosh and also at a couple of other places we're going to be this year.
Sure. Thanks a million for being here. And Peggy, it's an honor to be here with you as well. The Helicopter Association International has been at Oshkosh for just 2 years now. And this is really our opportunity to do what we do really well, which is to bring the helicopter sector of aviation together in one place. We've had so many of our members and aviation enthusiasts and fixed-wing pilots stop by and tell us how interested they are in maybe getting a rotor rating or in looking at a helicopter as part of a career path or just because they're members of our association. So it's been exciting. One of our advantages is the fact that we have the double-deckers. So
yeah.
We get a lot of our members up on our VIP observation deck when the air show comes around, and we invite any of our HAI members to stop by this afternoon for the air show or every day for the air show and the evening air show as well.
That's terrific. Now, one of the reasons you decided to come to Oshkosh is about growing the industry, isn't it?
You know, one of the things that our president, Matt Zuccaro, has been hearing as he travels around the world, quite frankly, we're at a lot of shows because we have such an international reach, as we've been hearing this for years, is the pilot shortage. It's very, very serious. And as we talk to folks and looking at ways in which we can encourage people to get into flying, we want them to consider helicopters as an opportunity. There are so many career opportunities in helicopters, whether it's aeromedical, firefighting, just doing normal transport. But the helicopter industry is starved for new pilots to come in and recognize that opportunity. And we saw that when we were at the Women in Aviation Conference this year. We had the opportunity to bring in one of our AirMed helicopters on the floor, and we had a lot of folks who stopped by, a lot of the ladies stopped by, and they were very interested in pursuing a career and how they would transition from fixed wing to helicopter.
Well, it's not even just fixed wing to helicopter. I've noticed there's a lot of women who have transitioned from nursing into aviation, and the helicopters was one good way to do that.
Absolutely. A lot of these nurses are flying back and forth in those helicopters for air medical rescue, and I think they'd like to take control of the helicopter themselves.
Yeah.
And I'd also be remiss to say that the maintenance side is also critical for us, and we have a lot of folks who are interested in trying to find more people who will be involved in the maintenance side as well.
Do you find, are there a lot of opportunities? Like you said, there's a shortage of pilots. Are there also quite a shortage of mechanics and maintenance in the helicopter industry?
Absolutely. And I think that's where opportunities that surface, like at Women in Aviation's conference, where we have both the pilot side as well as the maintenance side focus. It's really important we encourage people to look at maintenance as a career as well.
And where would someone go to look into that? What are some of the resources that you would recommend?
The best thing I could do is recommend people come to rotor.com, R-O-T-O-R.com. Our website can take you through to career sites and so forth.
HAI came out with a DVD last year, Women in the Helicopter Industry, which is an excellent
introduction. Oh, it's a terrific DVD.
Yes, thank you, Peggy. We did provide a copy of that to the ladies that came to Women in Aviation Conference. And I'd encourage, if you haven't gotten a copy of it, stop by the Heli Center today or this week and pick up a copy. We've got it complimentary to anyone who's interested.
Now, you guys have been here for about 2 years. The helicopters, how much helicopter presence do you feel is, you know, at Oshkosh compared to the fixed wing? It's growing.
It will grow if we are here and we encourage our members to participate. We had an opportunity to have a couple more helicopters. It was sort of the if only we had known. So I think it's a start.
Peggy, can you talk a little bit about the liaison between HAI and WAI?
Well, thanks to Karen Gebhardt and bringing Matt Zuccaro, the president, involved with the two organizations. We've had opportunities to be had a panel of presentation at the conference this last year, and this next year, this is kind of exciting. We did have the one helicopter, the medevac helicopter, this year in Dallas, but next year in Nashville, I don't know if Karen, you want to mention a little about the mini helicenter we're planning in Nashville.
Yeah, it's really exciting. It sort of started the buzz. We think we may have a Coast Guard helicopter, probably another air medical helicopter. We're going to definitely have at least one, if not two, flight schools that'll be present in the Heli Center. HAI will be there, of course. And then we have our member manufacturers, such as like a Sikorsky or Eurocopter or Bell, who are also probably going to become more engaged. So
maybe a simulator.
And maybe a simulator.
So we're
working it, aren't we, Peggy?
Yes.
And that is, just as a reminder, Women in Aviation Conference in Nashville is March 14th through 16th.
Yeah, 2013. What about scholarships for helicopter staff?
Well, actually, that's one of the partnerships between HAI and Women Aviation. A helicopter scholarship was, I think, $1,000 we'll be awarding. And this year's scholarship winner, Kelly Nelson, is here on the grounds and will be at our breakfast tomorrow morning. But HAI is stepping up and helping, providing scholarship for someone who would like to either transition or just start a helicopter rating.
Terrific. Now, it's interesting how all these groups are starting to slowly but surely weave together. Is there a precedent that's been set, or is there just a realization that if we want to grow this industry, these groups have to work together to do so?
Well, there have been some changes in some of the leadership in some of the organizations over the last few years, and I think some of the attitudes that were prevalent for a number of years, that, you know, we're kind of our own organization and doing our thing, where some of the new people coming on board have been more, why don't we collaborate more, do some things together, and I think that's been a big plus. I know, well, we're talking about HAI and WAI, but with EAA, with AOPA, with other organizations as well.
A lot of
alphabet soup. But anyway, that synergy is growing, and people are seeing it as a positive thing, not as a competition thing or whatever. I think
there's been some great career opportunities for several of the folks who have transitioned from one organization to another. Mm-hmm. And I think as we've cross-pollinated, if you will, it has brought some broader thinking and some new energy.
New energy is a good thing. We need that in the industry in a perpetual mode. And that's what so much of the youth outreach has been about, certainly the Women Soar, You Soar program, which starts today here.
Yes.
At the University of Wisconsin at Oshkosh. And those young ladies are going to be at our breakfast tomorrow morning. Do you want to talk about that?
80 young ladies from the Women Soar program and the 20 mentors will be there at the breakfast tomorrow at the Nature Center at 8 o'clock. We had an MOU signed this morning between the Learning for Life, the Aviation Explorer program, and Women Aviation. Again, I think all of the organizations trying to encourage more young people, certainly the EA Young Eagles program and some of the Next Step programs that they've initiated, there just seems to be a lot of good growth and activity promoting aviation, not just careers, but also just, you know, learning to fly, being active in aviation.
Well, and you've done, what, how many seminars this week?
So far, just one, but I got two coming up still.
Okay. When are those going to be, and what are they going to be?
Oh, you would do that to me. the one on Saturday is on scholarship opportunities in aviation. And, by the way, it's not just Women Aviation scholarships that a lot of organizations provide, and also some tips on how to be a successful scholarship applicant. What are they looking for when they review those applications?
That's
how
useful.
Can yours be successful? That's usually a good crowd.
Yeah.
And another topic is on everything you wanted to know about learning to fly, but we're afraid to ask. I don't have the time slot with me. I'm sorry.
Afraid to ask. Well, you're gonna have to look that stuff up, guys, because they're the kinds of things that you don't want to miss if you have the opportunity. Are they going to be on the forms here on the field?
In the forms, yes.
Excellent. Okay.
Yeah, I wanted to ask Karen, as you mentioned a lot of fixed-wing pilots coming by and wanting to get into the rotorcraft. I happen to be one of those that's always, you know, thought, I want to get that someday. But what would you, what are some of the transition issues that you see, or what would you recommend for fixed-wing pilots wanting to put the
vertical hat on?
Yeah, there you go.
We don't need airports. There's one of those advantages, right? You know, as a fixed-wing pilot myself, I find it, it's a very challenging transition because everything's in motion. There's no sort of put it on autopilot and let it fly. So this is one of those situations where you have to really go out and take a flight. And we can also tell you where to go on our website. We have the flight schools that have helicopter training. But I think you need to take that first flight and see how you feel about it, because it is a different type of flying. Having your fixed wing is helpful because things like airspace and, you know, all the various rules and regulations are going to apply. But flying a helicopter is definitely a different type. And Peggy knows better than anyone because she has rated both.
Well, I was going to say, one of the advantages, too, if you've already have a private pilot certificate, you don't have to retake a written.
Right.
And you only need 20 hours of additional flight time in helicopters, minimum requirement. So it's not a lot of hours to add on.
So that can cut down on the expense of
the rest. And yes, I can go one better than that. If you're willing to go with the rotorcraft category rating first and get a gyroplane rating,
right,
then it's only a helicopter add-on, and there are no minimum hours. Mm-hmm. It's till you have the skills, and then you take the check right. So there's no written, no minimum. So there are a couple different ways to approach it, right, that can make it more affordable. Honestly, that autogyro rating's not a bad thing to have, because it makes it a lot less scary when you have to auto-rotate a helicopter.
And it probably really broadens your conceptual understanding of aviation in general, aerodynamics, and just how your various airfoils and control surfaces work in different environments.
It's a very different view without having to have wings on either side.
Yeah, I imagine.
It's beautiful. It's
very
an
visible.
Awesome thing to hover.
Okay. Tell us a little bit more about where they can find more information about HAI, Karen.
Please stop by the Heli Center. The Heli Center is located right here on the flight line, right behind the radio tower next to Honda. And we'd love to have you stop by and visit with us. Also, coming up in March, right before Women in Aviation Conference next year in Las Vegas, March 5th through 7th, is the Heli Expo trade show and conference. It is the largest exposition for the helicopter industry in the world. And if you have any interest at all, I will tell you it's an amazing event. So we have a couple of opportunities. Check out rotor.com and certainly stop by at the breakfast tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. in the Nature Center Pavilion for the Women in Aviation Breakfast. Some of us from the Helicopter Association will be present if you have any questions. And we appear at most of the shows around the country. You'll see us at places like Sun and Fun, AOPA, NBAA. Wherever there's aviation, we tend to be present.
Year-round.
Excellent, excellent. Well, thank you so much. We're going to go to a quick break. We have Karen Gephardt and Dr. Peggy Chabrian. Thanks again for being with us on Around the Patch.
Thank you, ladies.
Thanks.